Well, I can tell you that this is an experimental vaccine. It's never been proven to do anything like decrease deaths, decrease hospitalizations, decrease transmission. It is a it's really a complete hoax on the public. And when you get to Dr. Carrie Madej, she will tell you the true transhumanism agenda. In terms of pregnancy, we are now doing something that is unheard of in my profession, and that is my colleagues, all fellows of the American College of OBGYN, are injecting pregnant women in the second trimester with flu shots and DPT shots for no good reason. And then every newborn, almost 99% of newborns, gets a hepatitis B shot at birth, which contains at least 15 times the FDA allowable amount of aluminum. And now in Southern California, according to some of my colleagues there, they are now asking all pregnant women to get this COVID vaccination. What it's doing is it's already been shown in some people to begin a process of inflammation of a part of the placenta called the syncytia trophoblast. And therefore, babies are dying and they're having second trimester miscarriages. However, my profession has been so brainwashed by this vaccine agenda that they don't even put two and two together. Frankly, they don't put two and two together with any vaccines. I was testifying in front of our legislature in March, just about a year ago, to try to not have 69 vaccinations mandated by the time a kid is 18 years of age. And I watched my fellow physicians walk up to the podium and just tell things that were just simply not true. Like vaccines are safe and effective, and the side effects are less than one in a million. Absolutely not true. When did we lose our ability to look at a patient and say, okay, tell me what was going on in the last few days? Like if your baby dies of sudden infant death syndrome and had four vaccinations the day before or 2 days before, don't you think it would be a good idea to see if those things are related? When Hank Aaron just got the vaccine to show the black community that they should all get the vaccine, he was perfectly healthy and died 2 weeks later. But that can't possibly be about the vaccine. But the
Wow.
main thing to know is this isn't a vaccine. There's nothing like it that's ever been out there. That you almost have to be MK altered mind controlled somehow to just go on and think that, oh, if I have the vaccine, I can go live my life. I can get rid of the mask. I can travel. I can not social distance. None of that is true. Now they're telling you, a friend of mine today had a mammogram. The person, the technician, was wearing three masks. My profession is over, unless you're hit by a bus or something. They're good with trauma. But in terms of what they're doing with this vaccine, it's as though somehow COVID, as you know, it cured cancer, it cured heart disease, it cured the flu. This is insanity. And if you can't see it, I don't know what to tell you, but I've been on the front lines of this stuff for 30 years. And with all kinds of things, vitamin D, omega-3 fats, mammograms, Gardasil, you name it. I've always been out there. Now, you mentioned one of my credentials, one of the 100 most trusted people in America in 2013. Now, I think I'm at the top of the quackometer meter. You know, like anyone who questions this mandate, this mainstream narrative, is suddenly a complete nutcase and has lost their mind. And I noticed that all of my top medical freedom informed consent colleagues and scientists, we're all now being treated with the same brush. We're all conspirators. We're all not following the science. It's McCarthyism. It is where Germany was just before Hitler began to kill the Jews. And people can't see it. I'll just go get my vaccine. And it's a very hard time for people who know this and watch their parents get the vaccine or watch their spouse get the vaccine or are told by their adult children, you need the vaccine or you can't visit your grandchildren. It's horrific. It's horrific for the empathy of the human heart. We don't want to see this happening to our beloveds. But once you have true informed consent on this particular shot, you would never get it. I love my colleague Kevin Jenkins' approach with the Urban Global Health Alliance, which is, he says this to the public health authorities in Newark. Okay, you guys get it. We'll wait for a year. We'll see how you do. Because this thing has what's called pathogenic priming. And I know the other panelists will talk about this, where you might be fine for 6 months. And then the minute you run into something that looks like that COVID spike protein that your body is now tricked into producing antibodies against, you could mount and probably will a cytokine storm, an inflammatory autoimmune response in your body that will kill you because of what's called a Trojan horse type of a agenda, where the second type of macrophage that's supposed to clean up inflammation is got it has amnesia. It doesn't show up. So all the immune system knows how to do is create inflammation. It doesn't know how to shut it down. And that's what Dr. Sherry Tenpenny calls the Trojan horse aspect of this particular vaccination. But I can see in my profession, we've been leading up to this for decades. And John D. Rockefeller, with his Flexner Report, shut down all of the natural medical schools in the 1920s, invented the word quack, just like the CIA invented conspiracy theory. And so every one of us who was practicing natural medicine have been looking over our shoulders for our entire career to, just when is the hammer going to fall on us? So what they're trying to do, since you cannot patent a naturally occurring substance, we're going to patent humans. We are the mRNA in the vaccine is not natural. It's patentable. So like a GMO seed that flies into an organic farmer's crops, they're going to start, they're suing him because he's growing these patented seeds. What happens when we humans become patentable? Who owns us? These are the things we have to ask, and it's hard to look at it. However, like you said earlier, I have every knowing that this is going to turn out fine for you and me. I do think there's going to be a lot of people who are no longer with us in about 6 months, and I wish that weren't true.